The Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omane Buama, has reacted to some comments which followed the President's State of the Nation address to Parliament yesterday. He said the minority leader's tagging of the address as a concert party theatre is most unfortunate. Speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive, Dr. Omane Buama stated that the President's style of presenting personalities as evidence of his achievements is a novelty. He said the diversity of the personality is testament that government is bridging the gap between the haves and have-nots in the country. He spoke to Cecil Obodai Wintun.
This is certainly not concert party theatrics, as the MPP want us to believe. We take Ghanaians far more serious and much more serious than to situate this within the confines of concert party theatrics. Every policy, even if it is the hardest brick and mortar, even if it is the hardest metal, is about the people. If it's about the economy, it's about the people. If it is about health infrastructure, it's about the people. If it's about fixing Dumso, bringing in thermal plants to generate more thermal power, it's about the people. And so, as you talk about these hard facts, as you put out the statistics, maternal mortality has reduced, infant mortality has reduced, and all that. Beyond the statistics, let us see human faces. Because we see human faces as we sit on our desk, behind our desk, because we put human faces to the statistics, because we put human faces and the interests of the Ghanaian first, even in the hardest of projects, that is why we are different substantially from the new patriotic party. I think that is very unfortunate that they will reduce the importance that His Excellency the President is according people who are benefiting from the programs and projects that we are delivering to concert party theater. But it doesn't take away the fact that President Mahama once again presented himself as a compassionate companion of the citizens of Ghana who shares the concerns of ordinary citizens, those in the middle class and those in the upper class, and who is working very, very hard to bridge all these gaps that have existed between the various classes of our society. And that is the thrust of his changing lives, transforming Ghana philosophy that he's pushing. And that vision, I think that with the kind of speed, it is moving like a tornado, transforming the landscape of Accra, transforming major roads in our country, building schools, hospitals. No one can stop the path of development, progress that His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama has embarked upon and is pushing this nation on.
Dr. Omane Buama outlined some projects being undertaken to increase the electricity generation capacity. He said government is exploring other sources of energy towards this end. Dr. Omane Buama thanked Ghanaians, especially political opponents, for their support in building a better Ghana. He emphasized the need for all to focus on bolstering the gains made.
Government is working on several projects to address this. And just to list a few of them, we have Sonon Asogli coal-fired plant. That alone will give us 750 megawatts. The same power, that alone will give us 350 megawatts. Jacobson, that alone will give us 360 megawatts. Amandi, 240 megawatts. G, 1,000 megawatts. And several of them. This is where we must also appreciate the far-sightedness of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. All these things are going to require sources of fuel that are hydrocarbon in nature. And that is why we are working vigorously on our gas fields. That is why we are working vigorously on our hydrocarbon fields. Because let's face it, as a result of the anthropogenic effects on the environment, the climate has changed. The Akosombo Dam will never be what it was in terms of the water levels unless we are able to strongly mitigate the effects of climate change. And that in itself is a global situation where countries are all joining hands to ensure that we are able to fight this. Thermal plants.
But that's going to come at a cost.
Yes, they do come at a cost, but you shouldn't make perfect the enemy of good. The perfect situation would have been not to be paying higher. But today we have all come to accept that even though we are paying higher than previously, we are also having the supply of electricity at the appreciable rate that we wanted.
And also coming at a cost, because then the consumer is also complaining as a result of tariffs.
Yes, that is why government continues to sympathize, and that is why government continues also to urge everyone also to ensure conservation. President Mahama will continue to work in the best interest of the Ghanaian. In doing so, we have never said and we will never say that we have resolved all the challenges of our nation, but we are tackling them day in, day out, morning, afternoon, evening. And we are appreciative to the good people of Ghana for the support, the cooperation that we have received. And we urge all to continue to provide the level of support that we have received from the generality of the Ghanaian populace, particularly our political opponents. November election will come and go, but the interest of Ghana and the nation Ghana shall abide forever. And that is what must be on our mind.